It is time for a mind that's always in action, and that is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. She covers our area and speaks to us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Oh, I think you overrate, my dear. Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you both?
Good morning.
Well, you know, when I was putting together the news for today, this weekend, and I looked at the first 3 days, I said, my God, there's just a ton of meetings. And then I remember, well, this is really the first full week.
It's unbelievable. Just can't keep up. But last week we had, as you remember, lots of things. Ending yesterday with the spring splash, which was almost balmy. We've been at times when they had to break through with the ice. Yesterday was really a nice day, and there were about 200 people out there to support the Jane Lloyd Fund and the John Rice Scholarship.
So they made a lot of money then. That's good.
Yes, yeah, they did. And two great causes, and it's amazing to see everybody out in the water. As long as I'm on shore, it's fine.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And it's warm. As long as you're on shore and it's warm.
And it's warm, even better. We did have another big fire in Kent this week.
Amazing.
That's two. And two houses severely damaged, and both times the occupants were out and came home to find their houses up in flames. Also had a big rally in Kent with people protesting a speaker who came really to talk about voter registration and getting Republicans out, but has a history of some anti-Muslim comments, so that brought out lots of people.
You know, I don't mind a protest about somebody's views of being about anti-Muslim, but I go to the borderline when people don't think that someone should be allowed to speak. It's really hard for me to justify how you can do that.
You can bang on about the First Amendment and not let people talk.
That's a complex issue, and people are on both sides of that, and often they waver depending on what.
If you want to show up and protest a speaker, that's fine.
By all means,
that's fine. Yeah. But
to prevent them from speaking crosses a line. Does it not?
Yep. And
does it not?
If you're on the other side, makes for interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very interesting.
I'm sure it crosses everybody's mind. I'm really sure. I mean, just one of those things.
If you're on the other side, it's the same. I mean, it should. Never mind.
Yep. And lots of news in Cornwall this week. That project on the bend is coming to fruition. There's a new parking lot down there. This is on Lower River Road, right next to the river. And a nice ramp into the water. This all comes from the money from the GE funds for the PCBs, and it's going to add some nice areas to the West Cornwall, which is also struggling. If you saw, the one man wrote a letter to the Board of Selectmen urging them to do something, calling West Cornwall a ghost town, since several businesses, including the restaurant, has gone out of business. So it's a real struggle, and they are looking now at this water septic public system and hoping that maybe that will help. But it is pretty quiet when you go down to West Cornwall. Looking ahead, we have this today.
How about the Canaan Child Care Center has a literacy and music night tonight?
It does. The Merrills are going to be singing and reading at Canaan at the Douglas Library. We have the doubleheader in Falls Village, Finance Board and Selectmen, and I'm sure they're going to be discussing budgets. I believe there's a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in Canaan, and we have that meeting at Hotchkiss.
The meeting at Hotchkiss, also Salisbury, the Conservation Inland Wetlands Commission in Sharon, the Watercourse Commission's meet. It's a night where we have so many people out. And also, by the way, the Salisbury Board of Finance has a meeting tonight.
That did get canceled? That got canceled, yes. Right. Yes. Got a note from Bill Willis. The budget hearing is going to be on the 26th.
Good it got canceled because there's so much other stuff.
Yeah, well, they're still looking into the health insurance. That's been a big issue. They're looking to reduce costs, and rather than put in a number they're not sure of, they've decided to just say, let's wait. So they've moved to the 26th.
What is it, Sharon? Is it Sharon, Kent, and Salisbury that all have the same?
Right. They're all under Aetna at this point, which was talking about a 20% increase. And all the people have said, no way, we can't afford to do that. So they're looking at other options. Yep. And also on the 26th is the Sharon budget hearing, of course, on the same night. So we have lots going on. Tonight is going to be a real... tonight at Hotchkiss, isn't it the Republican
Hotchkiss Club
and the Republicans hosting a talk?
There's three different panels that are going to go back to back to back on population, its impact on jobs and business, population decline, impact on schools and volunteer services, and the drug crisis. And they've got a lot of speakers from both the Republican and Democratic parties, and not even affiliated with anything like that. So it's we're going to try to get. I'm going to give a call to a good buddy of ours and see if we can get him out there to follow.
That would be great. I think it would be an important message. What time is that?
That starts at 6, but if you get there at 5:30, there's going to be food.
Oh, okay.
So I bet you people get there at 5:30.
I guess I'll have to do it without the food. Okay. We also have Kanan Board of Finance on Wednesday. Yes. They'll be looking at the two budgets, both selectmen's and the education budget that they've already they've heard. We have Sharon Career Day at the school on Friday, which is always fun, bringing in people to talk to the kids. And on Saturday, there's a Sharon Reading Jubilee with people coming in and out all day at the library reading, which should be kind of fun.
All right. And we'll be this is the most interesting thing that I just noticed. There's so much going on in our area this week. In Norfolk, on the 9th, they have the Board of Education, Planning and Zoning, and a Board of Finance.
Oh, my God.
On one day.
You know, we reporters can only do so much, guys.
Well, also, we get the Board of Education in North Canaan meets on Thursday and stuff like that. So it's a busy weekend. It's a good thing.
Do you think people are coordinating?
It's a good thing we've got...
You know, they talked at one time about putting out a community calendar and seeing where things are, so people, if they want to go to more than one thing, have an option. You have the opportunity to do that, because some nights it's just impossible.
Yep. Well, Ruth, I hope you've got roller skates on.
Well, I better have
more than that.
On
you need jetpack.
See what I can do tonight. But, you know, again, Marshall, I really, and Jill, thank you for your videos. It helps me tremendously, and it helps the public hear and see what's going on. You provide a tremendous service, so thank you.
All right, Ruth, well, have
okay.
fun tonight.
I will rest up to talk to you next week.
Good luck out there.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.